Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Diamonds on my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need time, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to 4th and John, episode 268, and we are talking Fletcher Cox being released. It's a podcast I never really thought I'd have to be, not today, maybe down the road, some kind of traded, but read the title, Fletcher Cox released. You know, before the shock and awe, you know, there was a tweet out from Mike Garofalo saying that the Eagles, you know, $18 million would have been fully guaranteed at four. So they released him with a post June 1st designation. Adam Schefter chimed in saying Eagles are working to bring him back under a reworked contract, but he also can now listen to others. So right now we're in that, you know, that space as an Eagle fan, like, is he gone? Is he not? You see him out here liking tweets, Chris Jones. Now, come on, don't embarrass us in front of the hoes, my guy. Zach Ertz, come on out to the desert, big dog. I mean, you know,
Chill, Zach. Nobody want to come out there.
Shout out to Mal Davis, always a voice of reason. What did you think about when you heard the news?
So I had randomly flipped it on to NFL.com, just watching it, and I see on the bottom that Fletch got released. I mean, like we talked about earlier, put me in a minority of people that aren't surprised. I felt like when he voiced his discontent with the system last season, like the writing was kind of on the wall, right? Like you saw Javon Hargrave take off. Milton Williams is showing some flashes of being somebody that can really contribute in the NFL. His cap, he was carrying a quarterback cap number, basically. And so, you know, I wasn't super surprised. I was surprised they cut him. I thought that, you know, they'd be able to flip him for a player, a pick, something. But to see him get released, I wasn't expecting that, bro.
Yeah, because you saw tweets out there. I think Adam Kaplan had one about him potentially being traded. The trades were out there. You knew it was I think the big issue with the trade is the cap hit. I mean, that cap was kind of crazy. Big shout out to, overthecap.com, man. They did a great job of explaining his first rework contract. He's got a YouTube channel. Check that out, Over the Cap. Kind of explains what happened the first time. His contract was basically restructured a couple times to the point, right, that they your head's spinning after reading the article. or watching the video, but they turned it to like a option bonus. Therefore, his cap hit went to like 14 mil. So it's interesting. I know EJ Smith had made mention that, according to his source, the Eagles not only, you know, there was a report saying that they saved 2 million, so it's up to about 16 million they had saved doing this move. So I don't know. I mean, people in the chat are a little spicy. We got Jason. We got Jason saying this is bullshit, man.
I feel you, Todd, Jason.
Todd on the whole other end of the spectrum, good business move. Jermaine says, right, they doing too much, like he working on his contract. Hey, man, this contract, again, has been reworked how many times by the Eagles? So this contract has been reworked and reworked. We've essentially gotten free, you know, money to sign the rookies last year when they reworked this contract. So they've been using, when people are like blaming Fletch for anything, it's like, hey, you can't blame the man for getting his contract reworked. He's just getting more money himself, but he's helping the team out and helping Howie out in his, like, you know, his moves.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that I'm more towards the it was a good business move than I am towards the I hate it. I think that it was bad. Like, all of the Cox, like Fletcher Cox, right? You know, I think highly of him. I was super excited when we drafted him, have always been a fan of his. But in reality, and Kevin makes a good point here, both of those things that he's saying, A, Javon Hargrave showed that he was capable of taking on a bigger, like, sort of responsibilities on defense, right? Milton Williams showed in flashes last year. We got to get younger. And, like, we'll talk about that getting younger piece. And also that cap hit was just tremendous. You can't kick the can down the road, but for so long before something actually has to give. And you made a good point about like the trading piece where a team would have to take on that large cap number for 2 years. But even for me, teams also knew that at 4 p.m., like that money kicked in. And so the chances of them releasing him versus having to give something up for him, I would have played that game with them too, right? Like, yo, I know if you're not trying to pay him this money, like this is the deadline. And so, you know, I think that teams played it intelligently. I think Howie played it intelligently. You know, the next piece to this of who comes in, both short-term, potentially like a veteran, and then long-term rookies, really answers the question of how intelligent of a move this really was.
Yeah, I know. I mean, people are torn out here. Like, you know, Jason.
That's Eagles fans, though.
Reggie White deal 2.0. I mean,
nah,
I don't think it's that level. I think Reggie White never even got an offer. And that man was a Hall of a Famer.
And God told Reggie White to leave, according to Reggie White. So that's a whole different, you know what I mean? Like, that's a whole different situation. But I understand where Jason's coming from. You know, to lose a player of Cox's caliber is tough. But I think that it's offset again by what does Howie do next. Right. I think that we can make a decision around how smart this was a year from now, 6 months from now, when we look at the moves that come in April, that come over the next few weeks to supplement some of that production. But let's be real, like Fletcher Cox is on the back end of a productive career. And I saw a bunch of people saying on Twitter, right, like it's better to get rid of a person a year too early versus potentially a year too late. And they were sort of hedging on that. Is too little too late kind of place. So I think you were paying Fletcher Cox to be a player that he wasn't any longer, at least in the system where he is now.
And again, that contract just kept on going up and up and up. And it's just, it is what it is. You know, they have players that they use as those contracts to rework. Lane Johnson was one of them. Now, if you're looking to, you know, obviously we got Hassan Reddick. So I'm good with that. But, the fact that, you know, we're still waiting for more moves. The Eagles can make more moves and gain more cap if they rework Javon Hargrave's deal. And Slay, they can make about 21 million more in the bank if they rework those guys. So, I mean, there's a possibility. Matthew's a little upset here. He says, this is the problem I have. They expect the players to honor their contract, give home down discounts, reworking contracts. You know, I think they're very they're familiar with what's going on with the contract. You know, their agent would be dumb not to like express to them like this is what how it's set up.
Getting in the danger zone.
Like, you know, when the out years. And we were hovering on the out year, and here we are. And it's you know, I go back. I was going to share a video if I could find it, but 10 years ago, man, Fletcher Cox was the guy that I wanted the Eagles to draft.
Yeah,
I'm sitting there saying I want them to move up for Fletcher Cox. You know, like, he's the move up target. Defensive tackle is the position that we should draft, and Fletcher Cox. We got Fletcher Cox, and. Man, I mean, you talk about 10 years, man. That's a long time to be on a team. Some people who are in their, say you're 27, or no, say you're 20, 21. That's all you know is Fletcher Cox on the Eagles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or if you're old head, you're like, okay.
And, you know, clearly I'm an old head. So, you know, I know some of the folks that came before him, but also look at some of the people that lined up next to him that he withstood over time, right? And so you had mentioned reworking. I'm sort of curious what happens with Hargrave if he ends up potentially getting an extension to maybe decrease some of the cap hit or spread some of the money out to like give a little bit more flexibility as well, because he showed out, you know, he that first year injuries and just inconsistencies, but last season, I mean, when you watch the film, he was getting double teams and Fletch was working single. And Fletch wasn't really getting the sacks, getting the pass rushes, getting the pressures that I think so many of us thought he would. Hargrave was the one doing a lot of that work, right? And so, you know, it became obvious as time went on. And I'm not saying that Fletcher Cox isn't a good player. He goes to KC with Chris Jones. He goes almost anywhere, right, to a competitor or to a contender. God forbid he goes to, like, Los Angeles or something, to the Rams. He's going to play well. I don't doubt it, but like, is he worth the money that the Eagles are paying him? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, that money was getting up there. And
it was QB money, bro.
Yeah. My move was to do, was to bring in Jeffrey Simmons a couple years ago. That was my counter move. Like, you know, before all this happens, make sure you get Jeffrey Simmons in here, because he would be a guy that could come in and bring production. But then you had to go out and pay Javon Hargraves, you know, put up some money for him, but I totally understand that move.
It was a reasonable deal too. It wasn't like outlandish, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't pay him a ton of money. Like, Hargrave had a reasonable deal considering, especially last year and potentially what he brings to the table this year from a production standpoint.
Yeah, shout out to Evan Prime. Ev is Prime. Busy working. Prime is at the barbershop. I'm not sure if he's gonna he's gonna jump on.
What up, fellas?
I was like, hey, if you want to get some barbershop talk, put them all on. That would be interesting. But shout out to Benjamin with a name that we're all kind of. I see the timeline kind of morphing into this. You're trying to figure out what is our backup plan. If you haven't watched the combine, especially the defensive linemen, you'll notice Georgia players have been getting a lot of noise. Talk about Jordan Davis. Man. You want to go first?
Sure. No, go have at it, bro. But that's my man right there, bro.
A guy who's been honest about his weight conditioning, talking about getting back to where he wants to be after the loss to Alabama. He said, I got to get back, get my body right. He showed out at the combine. Put on a performance where athletically you couldn't take anything from the man's game. You know, I think he's on the mind of a lot of players. If you're talking about bringing a guy who can, you know, can he be can he play in a 4-3? And I know man can push the collapse a pocket.
Yep.
So I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, I mean, watching him and Devontae Wyatt, it was no wonder N'Kobe Dean was able to run around untouched, unscathed for so much of that season and make plays, right? Like their interior D line at Georgia was just tremendous. And you see both of them run sub 4.8s and really make plays for Georgia during the season. Jordan Davis, for me, I mean, I think that you see him playing a bunch of nose, you see him playing a bunch of two gap and like really sticking to his responsibilities. I think if you let Davis go into like a one gap, you move him to a one technique and just let him eat, he's gonna eat in the NFL. And you know, you put him next to Hargrave, you put him next to Milton, especially Milton Williams long term, I think that combination could be phenomenal. Devontae Wyatt too is somebody that, you know, ran a 4.77 at the combine, is definitely in that conversation as potentially that second tackle. I think Davis is like the number one tackle off the board pretty much for anybody, I guess, unless you have a system where like you can't use a humongous dude that can move. And I don't know a system that exists like that. But between the two of them, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be mad. But for me, yeah, Jordan Davis is number one, man. I think he will look great in Kelly Green. And ooh-wee, boy. He not only does he eat space, he takes on two blocks, but like he could shed two blockers, right? Like watching him consistently shedding two blockers, standing up people, being able to use rip moves, spin moves, all kind like all types of pass rush moves to get into the pocket, but also stopping the run game. I think that's something the Eagles really need to think about, is like, how are we going to stop the run? Because ultimately getting after the passer is one thing, but if a team could just run it down your throat, they're going to keep running it at you. And Jordan Davis is definitely somebody that can help in that regard.
You think about Fletcher Cox. I mean, that's a guy who's been holding down the middle. Like every time you remove him from the lineup, it gets hairy. And I mean, the fact that you have Hargrave is a beautiful thing right now. Shout out to Pete Nathan. He says Javon Hargrave can't take on two blocks, which is why they're going to have to draft Jordan Davis or Devontae Wyatt. And if you've been checking out the news out there, Devontae Wyatt did get he's got an official pre-draft visit with the Eagles, who also had a phenomenal combine performance. So if you're talking about another guy, I mean, bro looks mad old. No,
I think Wyatt is 23, if I'm not mistaken.
23, 24.
I think he's 23. Yeah, for Dadrian Mathis, who we might talk about a little later, is 24 from Alabama. So there are some dudes that are a little bit older. If I'm not mistaken, Wyatt's 23.
Yeah, so I mean, Wyatt had a phenomenal performance at the combine. I felt like the way he moves, again, some people may like Wyatt better than Jordan Davis for the Eagles. But take either or of them. I take either or of them. Shout out to Primo in the building.
What up, Mom?
Boy? How was the haircut? Did you get trimmed up?
Oh man, yeah. Come on, the works. You see the works? Nice. And...
He just took it off. Hey, just took it.
I might have clipped two or three there.
Okay. initial feelings on. Do you have a feeling that Fletcher Cox is coming back, Prime, or you're on the fence?
I had texted you earlier wondering what he was going to go ahead and do. But to be honest with you, no worries. I think Fletch knows this fan base loves him. Fletch knows he's home. Fletch knows this is where he wants his career to go ahead and end. So I'm confident that they're going to go ahead and restructure something and he's going to come back. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm staying positive throughout this whole thing. It ain't going to be no games about it. You know what I mean? Fletch is coming back home.
Now, Keith chimes in. He says, you guys do realize he's seen double teams A and B. His responsibilities in Gannon's defense cause production to drop off some, but I can dig it. And I do. Like, I feel like he got upset with his role, and he's like, bro, I'm Fletcher Cox. I'm out here doing the dirty work while I should be getting some of these, you know. But again, we'll see. Like, if they don't mesh together, it's one got to go.
And I love Fletcher Cox, also with that, like Keith, we definitely realized that, and I think I addressed that earlier, but in reality, he was also seeing less of that. Once he voiced that concern, he also saw less of that, and some of that responsibility shifted to Hargrave, right? And so when he was seeing some of those single opportunities, he still wasn't producing the same way that we're used to. And so, like Gale said, right, like if the production doesn't match, especially when you're kicking up that much money and you can get somebody cheaper and younger, you have to. I think that's just football. That's the business aspect of this. You keep kicking that money down the road and you make a quarterback numbers, man, you better be putting up hellacious production no matter what that role is. And so, you know, yeah, he was asked to do multiple things within that system, but that wasn't going to change. So if he can't do it, yo, he can't do it. Let him go somewhere where he can.
Now, Mr. Cross says, I am an old head here. Going to be weird to see him go, but I think it's time. I think there's moments in your Eagles fandom where you do realize that some players, it's like, okay, it's time. You know, Brian Dawkins, when he was moved on, you're like, nah, it wasn't not his time yet. I'm trying to think of other players where you're just like, ah, you know, when Trotter was moved on, you were like,
I get people feel this way, you know, but my thing is like, do you think it would have been better off trading him to get something in return, or you know, do you just go ahead and let him walk? You know, in this perspective.
Well, that contract was so everybody was waiting.
Yeah, the contract was big. Don't get me wrong.
I know some teams were calling last year, but I think now they're just like, oh well, they're gonna have to make a move on it somehow. Just wait it out, and here he is out here liking tweets. Imagine, because my thing is like, if he's so in love with, you know, he doesn't want to uproot his life right now. Like he likes what's going on. Does he take a discount? Does he just ride it out? I mean, he's going to be one of the best Eagles players in history, defensive players, one of them. Does he just ride it out? And, you know, but he still got some game in him.
Absolutely. And I think you see Von Miller get his second $100 million contract at what, 32? So I'm like, you know, Fletch, that market is going to be, it's going to be there for Fletch. And, you know, I would love to see him come back at a discounted rate. But if you're Fletcher Cox, do you take a discounted rate to come back to a role that you already weren't happy in? Right. Like, it's so many different pieces to that you have to think about. And so I think Fletch goes somewhere where they'll just let him pin his ears back and do what he does best. And not have to be responsible for gaps or multiple gaps and not have to be the dude doing the dirty work. So, you know, in the end of the day, I'm like, his position isn't relying on sacks, sure. But on the same note, he was one of the better interior sack dudes in the game, right? Like, that's why he got paid so much. He wasn't a zero technique. He wasn't a nose tackle eating up multiple. Like, Fletch is known for getting after the quarterback and causing disruption. So you can say that and out of one side, but on the other side, that's what he was getting paid to do. So if you're not getting after it and your numbers fall off that much, gotta think about it, bro.
I mean, Maul, you touch on some key points there, man, and it is going to be tough to go ahead and swallow if he decides to go ahead and walk to a different team. But hey, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's the business. You know, that's what we got to prepare ourselves for.
You think the Eagles are like, hey, man, go ahead, find yourself a deal, get some comparable rates.
I mean, if we're talking about the Eagles today, if we're talking about the Eagles today, the way we set up. Yeah, I can see that.
Well, I'm sure they've got some like extra dead money they got to pay him anyway that he's going to be paid next season, correct? Is that how it works?
Right. I mean, look, the way they're giving out stupid money now, I mean, look at that Von Miller contract. Like, what the hell? Not only that, Christian Kirk, look at that contract he got from Jacksonville. I mean, come on.
So. Raksic says if we can structure and get Cox back, that would be nice. Still get Davis or great DT. We can talk about some of those DTs in the first round. You know, we went over Davis. We went over Wyatt. Then if you're going to the second round, you know, Travis Jones. You know, Travis Jones had a tremendous combine. I was there to see it in person.
You got to see him at the Senior Bowl too, right?
Yeah, I mean, not combine. I mean, the Senior Bowl, very disruptive. So, and then another player that Mal is high on, Perrion Winfrey. Hey,
yo, Perrion, man. And so Perrion only got a chance to really play 2 years after coming out of JUCO. His senior year, though, went stupid at OU with 11 tackles for loss and 5 sacks. And really getting a chance, too, to see him in some of those one-on-one drills at the Senior Bowl. And ran relatively well, right? Like ran a sub 5. He ran a 4.89 40 at the combine. has some decent get off. Definitely somebody I see as like a disruptive three technique in the NFL. And so, you know, I think that these dudes, they're definitely, if there was ever a year to lose your star caliber defensive tackle, this is probably the year, right? Like in a relatively stacked year for D tackles, for inside D linemen.
Yeah, man. I'm trying today. I'm gonna be honest, man. Like keeping up with all the news today, I can't keep up. Yeah. I've been trying. I've been posting. If you see anything on Board and John, I've been out here trying to like. And then
you've been getting after it.
I'm trying to balance work life and like football life and Fourth and John life. You're like, bro, this is. So for any of my coworkers watching, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I will get back at it tomorrow. So I mean, overall, the moves out here that have been, I mean, honestly, every Fletcher Cox is on the mind right now. But the moves that have not been made out here, we've seen Allen Robinson go off the board. Anyone feeling like I mean, again, at this point, we're like, get me somebody.
Yeah, and that's where I was at with Allen Robinson. Like, I mean, last week I talked about it. I really wasn't too thrilled or too big on signing him, you know what I mean, with the Chicago, from the Chicago Bears, thanks to Alshon Jeffries and everything. But, hey, look, it's better than where we were at. So, I mean, at this point, and then with no moves being made besides the signing of Hassan Reddick, I'll take anything. But, obviously, we missed out on that too. I mean, just getting the news that he signed a three-year with the Rams. It's just like, oh, it goes another missed opportunity. I even banged the shit out of my desk at work. Like, yo, is these guys going to do anything? Like, literally, I think the Howie Roseman signing earlier this morning was probably our last offseason signing of the year.
Like, and that's the thing. Like, during this phase, you're like, all right, we're waiting for deals. All of a sudden, Howie gets his deal. We're like, yo, that's not the news we wanted to hear today.
Not at all.
I mean, like, I get it. I'm not saying he's a bad GM. He's a shady GM. And I like my GM shady, but I'm just saying, like, I want you to be, you know, not the whole league doesn't love Howie, but, you know, I don't care if they don't love him or not, but he's good with the money, man. He's good with the money. Yeah. You got to fix those draft picks. But Christian makes a comment here. He says, is it just me or has the defensive ends just barely been missing sacks for years and we can't get to the QB quick enough? I think that finally changes this year. If you guys saw the presser from Hassan Reddick, he said playing or, you know, rushing the passer, getting back to something that he's comfortable doing. You know, he felt natural. He felt like he's getting back to doing things that he's comfortable. And it actually said it re-excited him about the game of football. So talking about Hassan Reddick is a guy that's going to get there. I love the way he flattens, man. He gets like a arm or leg around, and he just flattens and comes right down on the quarterback. So Jalen Hurts knows all about that. He says that Jalen Hurts reached out to him and said, I'm glad you're on my team.
And one of the things that really surprised me about Reddick was his hand work and like hand placement. You know, in the end of the day, I thought that he was going to be mostly a guy that got wins off the edge by not getting blocked or like them scheming him open. But bro, he was able to get his hands, like when he can get his hands on the tackle and like he has plenty of moves. He's able to swipe hands away, good hand placement. So I'm excited about it, man. And definitely saw the point about pressures. Like that's the piece that I think goes that doesn't get talked about a lot, which is how much pressure matters, right? Like sacks are the things that we look at on Pro Bowls and all of these accolades, but pressures are as important, if not sometimes more important, because pressures lead to interceptions, pressures lead to fumbles, all types of different things. And so I'm just excited to see the Eagles get after it. You know, I think that Gannon ran to a certain extent a relatively vanilla kind of defense, and some, you know, Hassan Reddick gives him a little bit more flexibility to kind of do different things. You know, I would love to see Devin Lloyd come off the board in the first round if we could figure that out. History is against that one. But, you know, we still need a linebacker, man, and we still need somebody that can, you know, do the dirty work next to TJ Edwards and cover tight ends and running back. So we'll see. Definitely a lot more work to be done. We're talking about wide receivers, though. I'm hoping Drake London, bro. Like, that's the one that I'm hoping for. Oh. If he falls to that 15, 16, 19, he would be the perfect complement to the dudes that we have as, like, that jump ball dude on the outside.
I mean, that'll be the key thing if we could just stick to keeping all our first round picks. You know, that one second round pick, the two, three round picks. I mean, it's just about keeping on our picks since we're not doing anything. I mean, there's two key guys that I'm waiting on to get come off the board, but hoping that we do something with them. But we'll see. And that's, you know, what's his name from Seattle, the linebacker. I just went
Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner and Tyron. Yeah. You know what I mean? Those two guys, that would be key to our defense. You know what I mean? Just imagine. Let's just say, you know what I mean, the perfect scenario. We grab those two. And then we could just go ahead and focus. We could kind of like change the scheme up a little bit in the draft. Because when I first talked about it, I wanted all defense. But now if you go and sign those two free agents, you can play around. Now you can focus on a top key wide receiver. Best on the board. Yep. Hopefully Howie sticks to that. And, you know what I mean, does that. But, you know, knowing how Howie handles these drafts, it could go a little iffy there. Back to Hassan. Listen, man, that was key. I know I missed out on Tuesday's show to talk about that, more about that. But Hassan, you know, being a hometown native from Camden, New Jersey. I just came from the barbershop where he actually gets his cut at. Nice. Talked to my boy, who's the barber of Hassan. And, you know, he was just there a couple of days ago before he came to Philly today to go sign his contract. He's excited to be back home. I'm excited. You know, the dude put Camden on the map. He's out there doing his thing. We were actually at the barbershop watching some video of him. And man, like he is explosive. It'll be nice to see that again because look, I'm not taking nothing from our linebackers. They did as much as they could. But at the same time, they got killed and then they got beat a lot. But you know, with Hassan, you know, he keeps his footing properly on that field. He knows how to go ahead and stay on that quarterback or the running back. You know what I mean? He lines it up perfectly, he makes those tackles look vicious. So it's just like, that's a key thing, bringing that guy onto this team. And you know what I mean, with that signing right there is just kind of like elevating me to be on a positive note. But I just need a couple more. Yeah. Man, I need something done these next couple of days. Like, I hope Howie does something.
See, we got Ryan out here saying WTF Miles Jack. I was a big favorite of Miles Jack. Yeah, ever absolutely. Since he came out of the draft.
16 mil. What he got? 2 years for 16 mil? Is that what I saw?
I was like, it was about around 8 mil a year, right?
Yeah. Around there. I mean, like, come on, how are you going to do that? Jesus, Lord.
Got to remember the other piece, man. People also want to need to come to Philadelphia, right? Like, it's one thing. We have no idea who he's negotiating with versus who actually wants to join the Eagles. And not saying the Eagles aren't a good team to join as much as, like, dudes have all, like, the reason Hassan came home, like, dudes want to be closer to family, closer to friends, do these different things. And so the offers might be out there, right? Like, Howie and his team might be doing that work. But in the end of the day, the decision-making process might be greater than what we can see. And I just try to keep that in mind when we miss on
trying to say dudes. Trying to say crab fries aren't enough to get you here? You don't like crab fries, bro?
Personally, I do not. That wouldn't be what got me here.
Yeah, I'm not a big crab fry guy. I had some like last week, but you know, the whole you're just like, what, you know, what you got to be real, man. Like, what is the draw outside of football? You know, it's a great rabid fan base, but if you're not from around here, you're not born. You know, like it's a different, you know, like you can live. I don't know. I'm not gonna. I mean, I'm living down in this area, so I like it. Yeah. Right now, I'm going back to New York in a next week.
I mean, and it's a key point. Like, I mean, it's true. How do they negotiate everything? It's not. It's like Moss mentioned. It's not just about football. It's about your livelihood. Where you're going to be staying at? You know, what can we do to go ahead and accommodate your living here in the area? You know what I mean? So you can be comfortable. Your family can be comfortable. Yeah. So like all that plays. I mean, you know, you see players, you know, reaching out to other players like, yo, come and play with us. You know what I mean? We're going to make things happen. Yeah. We got a chance to do this. We got a chance to do that. Right now, it's kind of hard to back that up. You know what I mean? Hurts is in that developing time frame. I don't know. Guys might not be patient, you know, to go ahead and wait for that. I mean, I saw a comment earlier. A lot of these veterans are looking to go chase that ring. So, you know, they're going to try to go take, you know, the easy way out and go get on at that Super Bowl team, you know what I mean? Or that, you know, that team that's pretty much built up with, you know, some key players. So it's all that plays into effect. So, I mean, again, it's just going to be interesting. but we got one off the board. Again, I'm going to say it again.
That's a key one.
It is a key one, but I need more, man. And then the part that I'm trying to understand is why we still got names such as this name on the board right here. Why is he still on the squad?
That's your man, though,
I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding. But, you know what I mean? I just, please, like, why? And another one. Why is he on both of them? I don't get it. I don't get it.
I'm you know, I had posted on the fourth John account, like, what are y'all doing, Eagles? Like, can you give me an insight of, like, what is the rhyme or reason? Like is this move or something? Obviously, they're not going to tell us. But I'm just saying, in general, you're just like, bro, it's already Thursday. Tomorrow's going to be Friday. We need another move. I'm not trying to be like the Jaguars or anything. You're not going to we all saw the dream team assembled. But I'm just saying some moves that make sense, some more clarity. Again, we've asked for that veteran presence. And now it makes me feel like they're going to go a basic ass for wide receiver and then potentially hit the draft. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I
would love to see him address safety. Like, I feel like safety is one of those spots that we can't just have a band-aid. Like, if we could get Tyrann Mathieu, that would be amazing. Yeah, Christian, I'm all about either of those dudes, London or Burks, all for it. But, you know, I think there has to be something. Also, part of me is sort of wondering if things are still in a continuous holding pattern until Deshaun Watson makes his decision around where he's going. And then, like, I feel like maybe a bunch of dominoes fall at that point because there's all that speculation. People are just waiting to play with him. So the team he goes to, they'll have to release for. Like, there's still plays to be made. You know, Kazir White is one of the folks that I was kind of optimistic about potentially joining the Eagles as, like, a dude on the rise. He's from PA. He's from PA, right? Like, played his ball around here, could be looking to come home, is able to stop the run and definitely play the pass. 2-year deal, maybe bring him in, see what he's got, and, you know, maybe groom a rookie across that time. A lot of the big names are gone, though, right? So I'm with y'all. Like, what are we going to do at this point?
Now, Brandon makes a comment down. He says, would you guys give up number 19 for Metcalf? He says, Brandon says, I would. Is this a move? Is this a move of desperation now?
The thing about Metcalf is that, you know, he's going to be one of these dudes that wants 20, 25 mil a year to play wide receiver, bro. Yeah. I'm committing to him.
Because, I mean, that's my only thing. Is, like, if you give up a one, you're not only giving up a one, you're also spending money on top of that, because he's going to want a new contract. Yeah. But according to Steven Nelson out here, nope, that's not him. There is no such thing as cap, because that's cap. Okay.
That's definitely cap. look at the Saints, bro. Like, they were like $1 billion over the cap. Now they got all the cap space now. It's all cap, bro.
I was like, there is no such thing as cap.
Listen, that's
cap.
If there's a possibility that we could give up the number 19 for Metcalf, I mean, I guess we'll just see. But I'll even throw the other number 19 in there as well. If you want him, you can have him. He can carry Metcalf's bags to the airport with the umbrella.
Also, we had another update from CB Lucian 3. Says Fletcher hasn't updated his Twitter bio, for what it's worth. So for all you guys holding on,
a lot of people wait to see that get changed.
What else we got here in the comments, man? I mean, again, Misty said loves the crab fries.
Devontae Adams traded to the Raiders.
What?
No way.
For real?
True? Is that true?
Oh my God, yo.
I see three comments
here. Packers are trading Pro Bowl. This is from Adam Schefter. Packers are trading Pro Bowl Devontae Adams to the Raiders for two prime 2022 picks.
Wow.
Yo, but I'm not surprised, though. Like, when Aaron Rodgers took all that money to come back, he put the Packers in a tough spot, bro. And, like, if I'm Devontae, I would have sat. I'm not coming back for – this is going to be his last chance at a potentially big-time deal. And they're going to salary cap, keep playing these games with you. Like, go for Devontae, bro. Go get your paper, bro. And get away from that dude 12 in Green Bay.
Wow. the chat, shout out to the chat. Everyone is spicy. Rack Shack, who
that division, that Seattle, division is loaded, man. That loaded. Division is loaded.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bro, that's crazy. Cause if you think about Aaron Rodgers, that's his dude. And you just traded his dude.
Not no more.
But again, when you come back and you demand that level of money, knowing damn well they have to still resign your dude.
Yeah, you didn't think about the decision that you made, bro. Yeah, you didn't think about your dude. Yeah, yeah. So I agree.
Hey, man. And when they put the franchise tag on him, and he said he wasn't playing on the franchise tag, I believed him. Like, yo, this is a dude that had to suffer through injuries, has been one of the most productive inside outside receivers in the game over the last how many years. He got to get his paper. Now is the time to get that bread, bro.
Am I reading this right? They offered him a new contract, 5 years for 141 million.
5 years,
141.
And you know his
back with Derek Carr, yeah,
it's his former teammate. So it's So
locks Derek Carr into the
Raiders. I like that move for the Raiders. I love that move for the Raiders. I just you got all that money in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's the other thing, man. You good. You in Vegas.
I don't know if that's a good thing, man. I'm not sure it's a good thing to have all that money in Vegas. But, hey, man, go get your bag, man. Chris Godwin also got paid.
Bro. Yeah,
Chris Godwin got a 3-year contract.
Was it 3 years, 60 mil, something like that?
60? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. I think it was like 40 guaranteed, something like that.
And he's going to be
contract for him, man.
It is a good contract, and he gets to like relax a little bit before, you know what I mean? That's the Ruggs replacement. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, man. I really just wanted to get on and talk this Fletch news. You know, there's going to be a lot more news. So we'll probably be jumping on in and out the next couple of days. It's really trying to, we're just like, is anyone available? Because we're about to talk some news. We're about to go live. Sir. I mean, because that's real. Free frenzy is that kind of deal. I'm still just like, I haven't had enough sleep. I've been waking up consistently through the night as the phone goes off.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm just like, and then my girl got the ESPN app on her phone and started going off. I'm like, are you monitoring it too? She's like, following sports. I'm like, can you turn that off? Cause I'm trying to monitor my phone right now. So it's a weird scene out here. Oh, look at this. Julio to the Packers. I saw Rack Shack with a comment saying, would you guys, would that be a signing that makes you feel okay if you bring in Julio Jones? He's one hamstring pull away from missing like
from missing 70 games. Yeah. I mean, depends on the money, because that's the pieces, the injury part. You know, you don't want to be paying somebody to sit, but Julio's still a capable wide receiver, especially like jump ball situations. And they got to do something. If you want to sit and say that this is Hurts' developmental year, he can't be throwing the Rager still and J-Jaw, right? Like, you got to give him some talent and give him some pieces that'll help to really see if he's that guy. I think it's definitely most folks are still on the fence about that. I personally think Hurts can be that dude, but you got to give him the talent. You got to give him the skill position players to actually push it.
I'm scared of the Julio, man, because, you know, that hamstring injury, listen, suffered it. You make that wrong move, that thing will tweak again. So it's just like, do you want to take that risk? I mean, we're known for, you know, taking that risk quite a bit of times, but I'm not trying to keep that trend going. You know what I mean? I think it's too dangerous to go ahead and bring him in.
Pete says, I'll sign Julio, not for big money. He can be good X for the Birds. I mean, the veteran guy across the way, unless he's trying to go back to, if we're going to answer Brandon's question, I have to say Atlanta at this moment. It feels like they're reporting right now that it seems like Atlanta is where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm cool with it. So they could go ahead and get off the whole Watson.
I'm just trying to like, it's like, you're like, I'm trying to get my life back.
Yes. Anyone but here, bro. Me and you talked about that already.
Just as get long signed, as it's not Philly, gotta I'm good, do, bro. Just trying to get my life back here. Wonder how Evan's feeling right now. he's a big Kelce guy, and that was his number one most important. Was it no number two most important player? And Cox was his number three, and he's been holding on to that like the whole season. So he must be like, at least I'm right. They got rid of him. Shout out to Ev. Shout out to Ev, though. Before we get out of here, any last words from y'all?
Brian. Maul, you want? Go ahead, Maul.
Yeah. Maul, go ahead. I was just going to say, man, trust the process, bro. We've been down this road. We've seen what can happen. You know, I think that I believe Howie still has some things up his sleeve. Before we judge the Cox move, let's give it some time, right? Like, you know, we still have the draft. We still have some free agent stuff left. I'm excited to see what happens in the draft, though. And, you know, I'm excited for this upcoming season. Like I said, I think Hurts can be that dude. Let's get him the playmakers. You know, let's really get the skill players playing in a way that we could win some football games. And I would love to see this defense become a little bit more aggressive. Mm-hmm. Dudes like Hassan Reddick definitely help. And let's get back to that Philly football, man. I don't want to be the laughing stock no more, bro. I got tired of that. So, you know, let's get after it.
Yeah, I agree, man. Let's do something. I'm tired. You know, Gil mentions Thursday. We should have been doing something Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But here is Thursday. We still ain't getting nothing but one signing, one and a half. Yeah. But I'm hoping.
Howie got signed today. Okay.
That's why I said half.
That's the half.
I'm definitely hoping that, you know, we do something within the next couple of days. Because I'm getting impatient. Second thing is, want to wish everybody St. Patty's Day. Very special day. The reason why, want to wish my baby, my first child, my daughter, Dalia, happy 21st, baby. You know,
man,
big number there. We're gonna be celebrating this weekend. You know, so I hope she enjoyed her day.
Are you gonna have a drink? Is it a celebratory? I'm 21. Drink? That's kind of wild, man.
Hey, man, I got to face reality, you know what I mean? She's 21. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a grown woman, Dad.
Yeah, she pretty much, she's let me know. She ain't got no problem letting me know that. But I wish her a very special happy birthday. Love you. I hope you enjoyed your day. St. Patty's Day, one of the, you know, a special day because, you know, you made me a father. So I appreciate that.
And we get to wear green. for any purposes. Man, just shout out to everybody that came by in the chat. Obviously, this was impromptu. A lot of these shows are going to be impromptu this week if something pops off. Shout out to Mal. We're going to be doing a video on the science of linebackers, drafting or linebackers, bringing in productive linebackers. So check out that video. That'll be out soon. What else is new? What else is happening? What else is going down? There's going to be another big signing, something.
So I hope.
We'll be back soon. But for me and the guys and Evan and Chris, Mally, we'll see you guys soon. And we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotions section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.